Eric Thompson here from the Daily Norseman, talking to Vikings legend and Pro Football Hall of Famer Alan Page. Justice Page, first and foremost, you're here for a great cause today, which is your Page Education Foundation. You're hosting your 24th annual benefit gala tomorrow night at Target Field.
Yes, we are. We're looking forward to it.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about the gala tomorrow and why the foundation is so important to you.
Well, the gala, as you noted, is our 24th, and it's a critical part of our effort in, bringing support to the foundation. We have 540 Page scholars this year.
Wow.
And every year we want to keep growing that and making the foundation stronger. The reason the foundation is so important is that it creates hope in young people for a future better than what they might otherwise have in mind. I'm a firm believer in the fact that education is a tool that anyone can use to make the future better and brighter. And for young people who haven't necessarily come from communities that haven't necessarily emphasized and reaffirmed the importance of education, this is a step that both I and my wife believe strongly in can change people's views. And we do that two ways. One, by providing financial assistance to those 540, we call them paid scholars. The grants we give range in amounts from $1,000 to $2,500 a year.
Wow.
But more importantly, we require our paid scholars to go back into the community where they come from or into the community where they go to school and work with young children, specifically in the area of education, and so that our paid scholars become heroes and role models for young children in a way that, you know, not many of us do. I mean, the children can see somebody actually using education as a tool for their future, and we think that that will create hope for those young children.
That's an absolutely great cause. There's also an online auction, is that right?
I don't have the list of things in front of me, but I know there are some.
I do have it open, and there are some pretty incredible items out there. If you go to, it's www.page-ed.org. I saw items like Percy Harvin football. There was a bunch of event tickets. And my personal favorite was an iPod Touch with an Alan Page playlist. So I got to ask, what kind of music is on the Justice Page playlist on his iPod?
There's a little bit of everything. There's some classical music. There's some 60s, 70s soul music.
All
there's
right.
some. There may even be a little dance music on there.
All right. The theme for this year's event is Community Ties, which, of course, is a reference to your iconic bow tie look. So how did the bow tie become your signature look, and when did you first start wearing them?
You know, I was trying to figure that out recently, and it was sometime around 1969, 1970.
Okay.
When I would put on a regular tie, somehow always managed to end up in the soup. And so I thought, well, that won't happen with a bow tie. And started off, I bought a couple of those bow ties that you clip on, and eventually graduated to the real thing and have been hooked ever since.
And you are selling specialized bow ties just for the event tomorrow, is that correct?
Yes, with the ties have the foundation logo. They're really kind of neat. I've been privileged to have one in advance of the gala, and I've been wearing it the last few weeks, and they're really nice bow ties.
That's cool. It sounds like there's going to be a pretty impressive roster of people there tomorrow, including Leslie Frazier and his wife and his fellow Hall of Famer Randall McDaniel. Is that right?
That's right, along with the mayor of Minneapolis, the governor, I think, is coming.
Wow.
Ed Schultz is going to be there, we hope.
Cool.
So, yeah, a pretty good list of people and lots of food.
That's what I hear.
Lots of ballpark food.
That sounds delicious. So it's obvious that you still keep ties with the Vikings organization to this day. How closely are you involved with the team these days? Is it just a phone call, an event here and there, or is it fairly often?
Well, it's not, you know, we don't, I'm not connected directly, but certainly I have friends. In fact, I played with both Leslie Frazier and Mike Singletary.
Oh, yeah.
Become good friends with the general counsel out there, and so we've got a number of friends, and so we, you know, I would say we're close, but we're not, you know, doing things together all the time.
Okay.
But the Vikings have been very supportive of me and the Page Education Foundation and the efforts that Diane and I have been involved in trying to ensure that every child has the opportunity to learn.
Yep. So we're usually talking at this time of year about the draft nonstop, since that's coming up next week, but unfortunately the stadium issue has taken center stage at the Vikings, and everything we've read and heard the past week or so has been pretty bad news, especially now lately. It sounds like Ziggy Wolf is visiting L.A., and Commissioner Goodell is actually visiting here in Minnesota today, the way it sounds.
I saw that in the paper. Unfortunately for the listeners, I can't really talk about the Vikings and their stadium because I sit on the court, and there is potential litigation out there. Anything that I might say might indicate some bias that I, you know, that
okay.
I've prejudged whatever my personal views are, and I wouldn't want to do that.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So another issue that's kind of been clouding the NFL landscape lately has been that Saints bounty scandal, which has really been kind of a black eye for the league, and it seems like every former player has already been asked this, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you. Did you see anything like this during your playing days? I mean, it's kind of hard for me to imagine Bud Grant saying the things that Greg Williams said, but you also, you know, came on from the quote-unquote old school era. Is this just above and beyond anything you've ever seen?
It was going on at some level back when I played. Certainly, we didn't have anything like that going on. And certainly nothing that sophisticated going on with the Vikings. But you'd hear stories about teams. I guess nobody thought of it in terms of a bounty, but there were rewards when, occasionally there were rewards on some teams when a player got taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you stop and think about it, what on earth are people thinking about? First of all, this is, you know, professional sports. It's just a game.
Yeah.
Number one. And number two, if I as a player am out there trying to hurt somebody else in a way that knocks them out of the game and maybe ends their career, is it possible that somebody might be out there to do the same thing to me?
Exactly.
I mean, it's craziness. It's absolute craziness.
So let's talk a little more about your playing days. I mean, you've received countless awards and accolades throughout your career, and you were able to participate in all four of the Vikings Super Bowls. My question to you is if you can pick out a specific game that you felt was the most rewarding of your career, and on the flip side of that, what was the toughest loss you suffered in your career?
Well, I'm one of those people that didn't like to lose a whole lot. And so whether it was a preseason game or a regular season game or a playoff game, losses were losses. And it was, for me, the way I approached the game, it was the same with wins. The most important game is the next one.
Yep.
And I didn't spend a lot of time focused on, what was satisfying or not mind about the last game. I did spend a lot of time trying to figure out what I could do better in the next game.
Regardless of win or loss.
But I didn't, you know, sometimes we get a little too caught up in, wasn't I great last week? And lose sight of, well, last week is gone, you can't do anything about that. Let's focus on next week. And it was the same with me, and, you know, I get the same question about who was the, you know, the toughest player you ever played against, or the best running back, or the best quarterback. Well, every week there was somebody out there to play against, and I found it very important to focus on what I could do, doing my job as best I could do it, and not spending a lot of time worried about, you know, who was good and who was bad. I think that tends to make players play to the level of the competition.
Yep.
And that's a real easy way to get beat. I figure if I give it my best every week, then I stand and we stand a better chance of being successful. And not worrying so much about, well, this game is more important than that game, because the only one's important is the one that you're in.
So not even that Drew Pearson Nate Wright game in 76. That was just another tough loss.
Every loss, as I said, every loss was a tough loss.
That's a good answer.
No matter whether it was, you know, by 2 points or 30, I'm not one of those that falls into the category of being a good loser. and I say that recognizing that in the grand scheme of things, I probably learned far more from the defeats than from any of the victories.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective for sure. So how closely do you keep tabs on the game today? Do you try to watch games every Sunday, or does your busy schedule kind of force you to be more of a casual observer these days?
I've always been a casual observer. I love playing the game. I've never been one to want to spend a lot of time watching.
Okay. So so you don't have any good insight for who the Vikings should take with the number 3 pick on next Thursday?
You know, I don't. I haven't even had time this spring to sort of follow up and keep track of who they're thinking about. The reality is that on number 3 picks, they're probably going to get somebody that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And the question, ultimately, is whether they can come together as a team, no matter who they pick, and no matter who they have on the field. But I think when you look at the successful franchises, they come together year in and year out and play together as a team.
Yep.
You know, they're the teams that are sort of a flash in the pan, that are there 1 year but then disappear the next. So the secret is making sure that everybody's sort of on the same wavelength and focused on the same goal and working together. And that's what teamwork is all about.
Absolutely. Well, that's all I had for you today, Justice Page. It was truly an honor to speak with you today, and I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. Enjoy yourself at tomorrow's event.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.